Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. What you're going to after your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Just want to welcome you all once again to a time of reflection. Amen. We are here to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're just so blessed and honored and also privileged to be back on Blog Talk Radio once again to share the word of God with each and every one of you. We have all had some tests. We've all had some trials. We've all had some tribulations. But we're going to give God the glory for all that he has done, all that he's presently doing, and all that we're expecting him to do. Amen, amen. As I was contemplating on what can we speak about, what can we talk about to encourage someone on this week, and the Lord brought back to my mind a topic we shared with our listeners maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, and that topic was the choice is yours. And as I began to just go through my daily activities and, you know, from day to day, this change, that change, people change, places change, things change. But one thing is constant is God never changes, for he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we're just thankful for this opportunity once again to be back on the line. Again, this radio broadcast is a broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture in Ephesians 2 and 20, and it says that we are built and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We air daily, Tuesday through Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central time, and 4 p.m. Eastern time. Tune in and expect to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number, most of you all know, is 858-683-1334, and that is for all of our segments. You can also email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministries page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. You're welcome to listen online on our website or even on blogtalkradio.com. Our website is newdestinyministries.com. And you can also go tune in and hear the archive messages on blogtalkradio.com. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get right on into this segment. I have Prophet Chaz with us today, and I'm going to ask him to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get right on into what the Lord would have us to talk with you all on today. Amen. Prophet Chaz. Prophet Chaz? Hi. Have you stepped out? Okay, need you to pray. Open up with the word of prayer for us.
Everlasting to thou, O God mighty, we thank you for this day. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, for you are God and God all by yourself. God, I pray now that you would speak to our founder this evening. God, in the name of Jesus, have your way, do what you said that you would do, for you are a man that shall not lie. We did not come here for a form of fashion, neither to play on your word, but we came to serve you, for you sit up on that throne. And God, we pray that you would cover the broadcast And not only that, continue to teach and preach, let the word of God in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And as we stated earlier, our destiny focus this week is the choice is yours. The choice is yours. And if I was able to use a subtopic on today, it would be influence. Influence. Amen. The choice is yours. When you begin to look at that word choice, it says it's an act or instance of choosing. Selection. It also says the right, power, or opportunity to choose. The person or thing chosen or eligible to be chosen. Choice. And in that word, you also see choose. An act of instance of choosing. What do you mean when you say choose? To prefer or decide to do something. To want or to desire. Again, to make a choice or to select from two or more possibilities. Also, to be inclined. The choice is yours. So I'd like to just share with you the word of God, and we won't be before you long, but this is what the Lord has given me to speak on, and I'm sure, I'm absolutely certain that when God gives you something, there is a need. Amen. There's also a need, and there's also some instructions that God wants you to, because remember, we serve a righteous God. We serve a just God. We serve a loving and a kind God. Amen. And he always sends a warning. God will never destroy us without first sending a warning. Amen. So the choice is yours. So we're going to hear how we can learn how to obey God and make the right choice. And we're going to talk about two characters today. We're going to talk about Joshua, and we're going to talk about later on in the lesson, Rahab. Amen. Amen. So when we begin to look at the scriptures that we're going to talk about today, we're going to go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. And in that chapter, we're going to look at, just a moment, Joshua the 1. Glory to God. Lord, I bless you today, God. I thank you for peace right now. I thank you for direction on today. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you have given me this opportunity. Lord God, I ask you to let Adrian decrease and let the word that you have placed in our mouth be effective, Lord God. You say that your word would not go out and return unto you void, but that it would accomplish that which you sent it to do. Lord, we thank you and we appreciate, and God, for all of the listeners that may be tuned in, I pray that something is said to encourage their hearts on today. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. And then we're going to drop down to 5 and then on to 9. And we'll go from there. Amen. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, it reads, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Listen, verse 3, I'm going to read that again. This is a commandment that the Lord has given to Joshua. And he says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, drop down to verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Remember, the choice is yours. God has given him a promise. He said, everywhere that your feet tread, I have given it unto you, as I said unto my servant Moses. There shall not any man be able to stand, not one man, not two men, but he said, not any man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, glory to God, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. When you decide to follow God, he said, I am going to be with you. I will not fail you, nor will I forsake thee. Now drop down to verse 9. It says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. What are you saying to us today, Lord God? The choice is ours. Amen. The choice is ours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to jump over to glory to God. Lord, I bless you today. The choice is yours. Glory. The choice is yours. Let's go to chapter 2. Glory to God. Okay, I'm on this computer. That's why I don't like to deal with these things sometimes. They'll get you a little throat off. It's slow. Okay, 2. All right, we had Joshua chapter 2. Okay, and it says, and Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab. There comes Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Israel sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them, and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the setting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I would not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. Amen. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto them, I know, listen to this, I know that the Lord had given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land, they faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the 2 kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. Listen, people of God. Oh, God, I bless you today. The choice is yours.
Now let's go to chapter 6, verse 17. Ah, God, I bless you. We're still in Joshua. We're talking about the choice is yours. Chapter 6. Ah, God, I bless you today. Glory to God. Chapter 6. God, I bless you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Speak to your people, Lord God. Encourage someone today, God. Let them know that the choice is theirs. Hallelujah. We're going to read verse 17 of that chapter. Glory to God. Verse 17 says, and the city shall be accursed, even it. Remember, he already told them wherever his feet tread. He said, I'm giving it to you. He said, and the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Okay? Only Rahab the harlot shall live, and she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Drop down to verse 24. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive and her father's household and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Glory to God. Now listen, people. God is saying, we are going to hear. We've already heard about this man of God. Hallelujah. Joshua. We know about Rahab. But I want to tell you about influence, how you can allow people, places, and things to influence you. But Joshua didn't let no one influence him. He was, hallelujah, mentee of Moses. Hallelujah. He was the successor that not Moses chose, but God chose. Hallelujah. How many of you know that it is a wise decision to choose a successor? And did you know that God is the one that chooses successors? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, God chose Joshua, to be the successor to Moses. Many of us have friends that we rely upon, and we very well know that they don't have our best interests at heart. For instance, God may have spoken to us and we are certain it is God, yet we won't follow God's instructions. So we go and consult with our friends and share it with them. But if God have given you a command, if God have given you instructions, if God have dealt with you about doing a particular thing, you don't have to consult with anyone. Oh, glory to God. I know that the Bible said in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Counselors come in when you're confused, when you don't really know what's going on. But when you are certain that is God, hallelujah, all you have to do is act upon it. As he told Joshua, everywhere your feet tread, I'm going to give it to you. He said, I don't be afraid, for I am with you. I will be with you. I will protect you. I will cover you. Glory to God. I will never forsake you. Well, when you share what God has given you to do with your friends, then God is not talking to your friends. He's talking to you. You got to remove yourself out of the picture frame of your friends and do what God has instructed you to do. Now, your friends are going to give you their thoughts and their opinions on what you share. Remember, they haven't prayed and asked God for anything on your behalf. Now, you was ready to act upon what God spoke, but because of the influence of your friends, you became confused and you changed your decision. I'm talking about the choice is yours today, people of God. Don't change your decision. If God said do it, do it. You are well able to conquer the land. That is how the enemy operates. He wants to confuse you. Is there anyone in the audience today that may have experienced this and allowed other people to influence you? Well, that is why you have to have vision. Vision is a quality that attracts the favor of God and prepares a person for leadership. That is what vision does. But this lesson is about Joshua reminding the people of Israel to make a choice about serving God. Remember this, God doesn't always choose the most righteous person, but rather God will choose those who are the most willing. Are you willing to obey God? Are you willing to make a choice today? Hallelujah. You may not be righteous, but you're willing to follow God. You're willing to obey his voice. So keep that in mind. He doesn't always choose the most righteous, the most intelligent, the most beautiful, the most pleasant, but God will choose the most willing. Lord, help me today. So we have to be willing vessels. We know Joshua was faithful to God, and he was faithful to Moses, the one that God had to mentor him. He was willing to submit himself to the man of God. So listen, the key to advancement in God's kingdom is faithfulness. You have to be willing to be faithful. Hallelujah. You must be faithful to leadership. Because guess what? God ordained leadership. God ordained authority. He ordained governments in the world. So Joshua was faithful to God. He was faithful to Moses. And he was also faithful to Israel. And he was faithful to the cause that was greater than himself. How many are willing, glory to God, to be faithful? How many are willing to make the decision, hallelujah, to make the decision to choose to follow God? He served faithfully in the battle. He served on the front line conquering the enemy. So faithfulness will always, remember this, distinguish us from our peers. Faithfulness will do that. So as we continue on this lesson, let's talk a little bit about influence. The choice is yours, but I want to talk a little bit about influence. I hit on it a little bit earlier, but let's look at this. Leadership depends less on titles than it does on influence. Listen to me. Let me say this again. Leadership depends less on titles than it does on influence. Mm-hmm. This woman that hid the spies had great influence, Rahab. Remember, the choice is yours. She made a decision because guess what? God had already communed with this woman. God had this woman convinced and made her to know that it was him. Hallelujah. It wasn't Joshua and the men. It wasn't because of what he had already done, but he had communed with Rahab, and he shared with her his mission. Hallelujah. All I need you to do is make a commitment. All I need you to do is make a choice, make a decision. Glory to God. She made the decision to hide the spies. Why? Because God had already communed with her heart.
So as you study this lesson, you discover that Moses didn't choose his successor. God chose the successor, which was Joshua. Moses didn't choose Rahab, but God had already chose Rahab. Hallelujah. God is the one that chooses successors, not people. Ah, that is why it should behoove us to seek God and to pray and ask God for whom you should place in certain areas of ministry. Don't just choose people because they're family. Every family hasn't been chosen by God. Joshua was chosen to succeed Moses. Moses had already sent 12 spies in the land earlier, and they came back with a negative report. Oh, but look at this. But Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able to go in and possess the land. So you can't believe everybody's report. Whose report will you believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. So if you go back to the book of Numbers, you can read it for yourself. Anyway, ah, God, I bless you. After Joshua taken on the mantle, he sent out two spies, and those two spies came back with a good report. Read the whole book of Joshua, and you will be inspired and encouraged because it is dealing with a young man that God called to be a mighty man of valor. And not only a mighty man of valor, Joshua had wisdom. Hallelujah, because he set upon the great leader, Moses. Remember, hallelujah, God, Jesus told his disciples, greater works shall ye do. Ah, God, I bless you. And as I'm reminded, when I think about Moses and Joshua, I can't help but think about Elijah and Elisha. You know Elisha did greater works than Elijah. Why? Because it had already been declared. It had already been decreed. You may not believe it, but Jesus said it. We should be doing greater works. Hallelujah. But the choice has to be ours. The choice has to be ours. And as I finish on with this particular lesson, hallelujah, it would be, hallelujah, hallelujah, I would be remiss if I didn't say anything about this woman. This woman, Rahab, was known as a prostitute in Jericho. But let me tell you about this woman. This woman had influence. I'm still talking about the choice is yours. She had influence, and the Bible tells us that her house was on a wall. It is as a tower. A house was sitting as a tower on the wall. So she was able to view who came in the city and who went out the city. This woman had influence. Y'all don't want to get with it, but I'm talking about influence. Influence, hallelujah, can open doors for you. Influence can build you up or it can tear you down. Ah, glory to God. This woman is in the lineage of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go check your Bible in Matthew, the first chapter, verse 5 and 6, and you will see that Rahab married Salmon. And Salmon and Rahab was the mother of Boaz, the rich man. We all know, we talk about we won't meet our Boaz. Rahab was the mother of Boaz, the rich man that married you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to do your history, baby. You have to read. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How you figure that? That a prostitute, that our Lord and Savior Jesus would come out the lineage of a prostitute. Amen. And that Ruth, well, Lord, glory to God, would marry Ruth's son. Glory to God. And Boaz, it says he begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse, we all know that Jesse was the father of David. And isn't that where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came out? The lineage of a prostitute. He came out of the seed of David. Who can counsel our God? Hallelujah, the mysteries of God.
Glory to God. When God declare a thing, it will be. It is so. Hallelujah. That's why he's telling us this week to make the right choice. Choose this day whom you're going to follow. Don't allow folks to influence you. Be influenced by the word of God. Be influenced by the Holy Ghost. Ah, glory. Make your own decisions about who you're going to serve. If they can't, if your friends can't and family can't respect your decision to walk with God, then somebody has to walk away. And hopefully it will be you. Hopefully it'll be you. Hallelujah. We don't come. Oh, God, I bless you today. Glory to God. God chooses his people. We are already predestinated. God knows the future. God knows the future. Nothing happens by chance, people. Some things are ordained. Some things are predestined. God already knew what Rahab's life would be. He already knew that he had given Joshua the land. He just didn't deal with Rahab the day she hid the spies, please. God already knew he was going to save Rahab and her whole house. God already knew. God knows the plans that he has of us. This prostitute is hidden. This prostitute, she's one of the characters in the Hall of Faith. Check out the 11th chapter of Hebrew, and you will find her there. You know why? Because she had a choice to make. And she made a choice. She made a decision that she was going to hide those spies. She could have done something differently and turned the spies over to the authority. But she said, no, honey, God has something better for me, and I'm leaving this damnable city. And I won't be destroyed with the wicked. How many know that God said he would never destroy the righteous with the wicked? So don't fear. The choice is yours today. God will set you up for a blessing, but the choice has to be yours. I have to make you out of a believer today. Choose this day, Joshua said, whom you are going to serve. Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. God will cause people to faint because of you. God will cause people to faint because of you. Listen what Rahab said. Rahab told the spies, I already know what she's saying. I've already conversed with God. And God already have shown me that this city is yours. Ah, glory to God. And she said the people are fainting because of what they heard about the power of your God, about the power of the God of Israel. You better know what God you're serving. Hallelujah. See, they were serving idol gods. Hallelujah. But we are serving the living God. We're serving the God, hallelujah, that will cover us. We're serving the God that will never forsake us. We're serving the God that will never leave us. He said, everywhere your foot tread, I've already given it to you. Take the city, it belongs to you. Take the building, it belongs to you. Take the state, it belongs to you. Take the nation, it belongs to you. Hallelujah. We have to take a stand. Rahab took a stand. She had no fear. Imagine if she feared. If she feared, the greatest thing that she was fearing would have came upon her. We can't let negative influences take us off our course. We can't let negative influences cause us to denounce God. We can't let negative influences cause us to become depressed, cause us to become oppressed, cause us to lose
mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Ask God to teach us how to wait. The choice is yours today, people of God. This is no time to faint. For the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but to those whom endure to the end. This story of Rahab proves that God will use anybody. This woman worked as a prostitute, but because of her courage, because of her brave heart, God saved Rahab and her whole family. Why? Because she obeyed the instructions of the Lord. She obeyed the instructions of the Lord. She wasn't influenced by her peers. She wasn't influenced by her family and her friends. Hallelujah. She knew if she was obedient to God, that God had already made a promise. And the promise God made, he made it through the two spies. The two spies told Rahab, if you honor not our business, hallelujah, everything that God has told us to do for you, we're going to honor it. He said, but if you honor our business, hallelujah, we're going to be relieved of this promise. We're going to be relieved, hallelujah, of our commitment to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they told Rahab. They began to instruct her and told her what to do. Hallelujah. When they came to the city, hallelujah, when we come into the city, they told Rahab, put a red scarlet thread, hallelujah, on the doorpost. And how many know when he see the blood, he'll pass over you. Hallelujah. When the army of the Lord came through that city, everything was destroyed. Man, woman, boy, and girl. Hallelujah. We have power when we make a decision to serve God. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Though we can't see our way sometimes, Lord, we will trust you. Though we can't meet our obligations this month, we will trust you. Though our children are acting up, we will trust you. Though our husband and our wives may be frustrating us, we will trust you. Though we having disputes in the family, we will trust you. Though they put us out to church, we will trust you. Though they lie on us and call us every damnable name, we will trust you. That is what Rahab did. She made a choice. Rahab made a choice because she knew God was going to destroy Jericho. And she said, I am not going out like this. I won't die like this. She cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard her. I am convinced, people of God, that one of those spies saw the dedication, saw the power, and the love and the courage and the braveness and the influence that this woman had. And they prayed to the Lord, and the Lord cleaned her up and changed her life. And I am also convinced that they came back, and I don't have any evidence to support that, but this is a thought, and God will be able to disclose the true facts when I look upon his face. I believe one of those spies was one of the men that Rahab later on married. And one of those spies, hallelujah, we know she had a son, and she had to become a respectable. She became a respectable woman because she is in the hall of faith today. Please, people of God, don't let it be said too late. I'm closing. The choice is yours. Jesus is coming, and he's coming for people that have made themselves ready. The only house that will stand is the house of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. The only people that is going to stand is those that have made a decision. Those that wasn't influenced about their peers. Those weren't influenced about being popular. Those that weren't about what their friends and their family may utter,
behind their back, but they made a decision that though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Hallelujah. Though all the soldiers may come, oh, glory to God, and they might find, they might find something that may not supposed to be in my house, but I'm going to trust you, God. You sent these two spies, hallelujah, and I'm convinced that they are of you because you already talked with me, Lord. You already conversed with me, Lord. You already given me the instructions. So why should I be afraid? Huh? Glory to God. You told Joshua, be not afraid everywhere your feet tread. I'm giving it to you. I'm going to be with you. I won't forsake you. I won't leave you. Hallelujah, it's going to be hard. When you decide to follow God, when you make a decision to give him your life, hallelujah, trust me. Friends are going to walk away. Family are going to turn their back on you. Children may not understand what's going on, but I'm a living witness today. If you give your life to the Lord, hallelujah, you won't regret a day. God, hallelujah. God said, I'll give you more than what you worth. Hallelujah. He said, I'll make you the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. He said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. Oh, God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. He didn't tell me that I wouldn't suffer. He didn't tell you that you wouldn't go through. But he said suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you suffer with me one day, you're going to reign with me. He didn't tell you that you wouldn't cry. But he said weeping may endure for a night. Oh, but joy is going to come in the morning. He didn't tell you, hallelujah, hallelujah, that your enemies, hallelujah, wouldn't come behind you. He didn't tell you that they wouldn't pursue you, hallelujah, but he said, I'm a great God. I'm a God that'll never fail. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I'm the one that brought you out of the wilderness. I'm the one, hallelujah, that cleaned you up. I'm the one that took you off crack cocaine. I'm the one that brought you out of the streets, hallelujah. I'm the one, hallelujah, hallelujah, that put a shelter over your head. I'm the one that put food on your table. I'm the one when they serve you an eviction notice. I'm the one that stay in the hands of the sheriff. I am that one. I am everything that you need me to be. Hallelujah. I am. Hallelujah. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, hallelujah, I'll be there for you. Hallelujah. When they lie on you, I'll be there for you. Hallelujah. Because he said, I'm more than the world is against you. Hallelujah. Who can stand against our God? Hallelujah. Who are you, the Messiah? Who have the power? Who have the authority? Hallelujah. To bind and to loose. He said, I've given you power to tread upon serpents. Hallelujah. I've given you power to bind and to loose. Thing that you bind on this earth, he said, is going to be bound in heaven. And everything that you loose in this earth is going to be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, we serve a God. Hallelujah. We serve a God that'll never fail. We serve a God that can't lie. And that's why I trust him. That's why I lean and depend on him. And I just want to leave with you all today to make a decision. Oh, the doors are almost closed, people of God. Oh, you know, Moshe. The doors are almost closed. Today, that you hear my voice. Harden not your heart, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, I thank him today, hallelujah, I thank him. But I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to wait on him. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait on him. Hey, while I'm waiting, I won't be discouraged. While I'm waiting, I won't be depressed. While I'm waiting, I won't be upset. While I'm waiting, I won't be confused. While I'm waiting, hallelujah, I'm going to trust in him. Hallelujah, because his word is already settled. He's already decreed and declared it to be. He's already promised what he would do. The choice is yours today, people of God. Don't be influenced. Hallelujah. Don't be a groupie. Hallelujah. The greatest celebrity that ever walked the earth. Hallelujah. It's Christ Jesus. He's the celebrity that we should be seeking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the one that, you know, Moshiach, that we should be glorifying. He's the one that we should be worshiping. Hallelujah. He said, don't put your trust in the arm of this flesh, Don't put your confidence in the arm of this flesh. Hallelujah. He said, all of our filth, all of our righteousness, all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. Oh, I love Psalms 116 and 12. Say, what shall I do to the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? There's benefits, people of God, when you choose to follow God. Hallelujah. The choice is yours today. Make a decision. Don't put it off. Tomorrow is not promised to us. As I close for my last time today, I remember the Lord told me, celebrate my mother's 80th birthday. And I didn't care what came and what went. That's what the Lord told me to do. He said, celebrate your mother's 80th birthday. Oh, and I got opposition. Ah, why would somebody oppose celebrating an 80-year-old woman's life? Why? Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because their hearts are dark. Their hearts are evil. Amen. They got their own agendas. Glory to God. But when the Lord told me that, little did I know that my sister would be granted a clemency in August, on August the 30th, and she would be home in September. But the confidence that I had in what God had spoken, I told my mother we had to do something for our 80th birthday. I said, this is a milestone, and I don't want nothing, Adrian. She didn't have that strength that she once had. You know, her health was declining even then. And she said, no, don't do anything. I don't need nothing. I'm all right. And I told my mother these words. I said, Danielle will be home to celebrate this 80th birthday. So I may not do it. I'll put it in her hands. She'll do it. I was confident that God had given me that to do. And I don't care what came up against me, God was going to let it happen. Glory to God. He was going to let it happen. And Danielle was granted clemency on August the 30th. She came home September the 15th, and I had already begun working on the 80th celebration, birthday celebration for my mom. And we did that celebration November the 20th. How? Nobody knew but God. God was the only one knew that 6 months later my mother would be gone. We wouldn't be able to celebrate her 81st birthday 6 months later. But the Lord, God, I tell you, when God tell you to do something, baby, do it. Because if he had it, it's a success. Glory to God. God told me when I left California, I'm going to keep on hearing that because that's my life. I can't talk about your life. I don't know your life. I can only talk about mine. The Lord told me when I was leaving California, I said, Lord, I'm leaving my sister here in this place. And that's not what you wanted. That's not it. I know you didn't want me to leave my sister here. And the Lord told me these words. He said, don't worry about her. She's going to be right behind you. I heard the Lord say that. Driving to New Orleans from California. I heard the Lord say, don't worry about Danielle. She'll be right behind you. Ah, it took 2 years later, but she was behind me. Then I heard the Lord tell me, don't worry about my grandson. I had a grandson. I didn't want thrust back into this environment because I know the influences that would be here. But the Lord told me, don't worry about Nino. I got him too. Ah, glory to God. And today I can tell you, he's working, he's doing good, building a little family. God said, didn't I tell you not to worry? If I said it, it's good. All you got to do is wait for it to be manifested. Because guess what? I've already declared it. I've already decreed it. So anything I decree, anything I declare, it's got to come forth. The choice is yours, baby. The choice is yours. I made a decision that I'm going to follow Christ. And I don't care what it takes. I don't care what it takes. If it take being homeless, and I know God ain't going to allow that to happen, I'm going to follow you. If it take being without a pair of shoes on my feet, I'm going to follow him. Ah, you know, I made a decision 32 years ago to follow Christ. Hallelujah. And I won't tell you that it's been easy. I won't tell you that I haven't cried a many nights. I won't tell you that I haven't been frustrated, disappointed, sometimes confused. I won't tell you that because I would not be truthful. Hallelujah. That would be very deceptive of me. I've been through some things. I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. But guess what? I can't complain. I won't complain, not today. Hallelujah, because I know that this decision I've made is the best thing that I could have ever done for not only my life. I look at my grandchildren, now great-grandchildren. It's a blessing when you can live to see your seed. And not only your seed, your seed. Oh, yes. That's what the Lord will do for you when you make the decision to follow him. I'm done. I'm done. This has been a great day. Hey, glory to God. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. And I bless him. I bless him. I bless him. Ah, you know no more. Told me to get back on Blog Talk. I would say, Lord, is this you? Get back on what? He said, get back on Blog Talk. Hallelujah. And I said, okay. But I was waiting on the opportunity, on the right time. You know, we always waiting on our time. We think our time is the right time. Glory to God. But when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You have to move. So I bless the Lord today. I thank him. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the line. Glory to God. I see my cousin Aaron on the line. Ah, God, I thank you. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. I see Danielle on the line. Is that Danielle? I don't know if she could talk. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up her line first, then I'm going to go to Minister Aaron. Hallelujah. I have Bailey here with me. She's been quiet. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Is this Danielle? God bless you, Danielle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'm going to go to Aaron. God bless you, cousin. Minister Aaron, God bless you.
You was talking good. The devil tried to attack me today. You talking good. When you obey God and do what God wants you to do, God will start opening doors. When you said it, your family be the one. When you was talking about that about 15 minutes ago, about your family. Oh, my God. I had to rebuke some people. I said, you are lying wonders, a test for a testimony. I was in the test right now, not about a good 15, 20 minutes ago. Test for a testimony. I told the Lord when I got on the phone, he said, call your broadcast. I had forgot because I've been busy down at this new church helping them get this new church together. But the Lord told me, don't worry about nothing, and you spoke it with confirmation. You didn't even know what God was doing for me. You don't even know what God is about to do for me. My God, Adrian, you don't even know, God. I'm in this house by myself. I'm claiming this house. God is ready to open up some doors for me. And you spoke everything what God told me to do. Said, don't worry about it. When you obey him, he going to open doors for you. Nobody from hell can stop it. They can't do nothing about it. Oh, my God. That was powerful for me. That message was for me.
Boy,
I started crying. The Lord said no. So what I told you is going to come to pass is coming to pass. Start claiming it. Walk in this house like it's yours. And I start walking in here like it's mine. I said, I bind every stronghold. I said, that's a lying wonder. And then you spoke it. And I ain't going to try to hold up, but you spoke it as a confirmation for me. And you didn't even know what you were doing, confirmation for me. God told me to get on that thing. Get on the line. Stop crying.
Get on the line.
Stop putting your trust in me. Start believing in me. They overlook you. Say what? I don't overlook you. Say, I make the devil a lie.
Yes. Lord have mercy.
So I'm just saying that's powerful what you said.
The Lord, I tell you, when God moves, when the Lord move upon you, you have to move, and you can't worry about what folks feel and what they think, because you can't control people's feelings. You can't control people what they think, how they act. You can't control none of that. But if you know God has spoken it, and I'm boasting in God because I've seen God work in my life. I've seen when he's spoken a thing and I acted upon it, that it came to pass. So I don't need a prophet to come tell me what thus said the Lord. I don't need, hallelujah, a pastor, bishop, apostle to come tell me. If God tell me thus and thus, I trust him enough to believe it, and it always comes to pass.
That's what the Lord told me today. That's what he told me today. What did I tell you? Said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about nothing. When he said family, that's when it's all yours. Because they're trying to fill this house. God said it's yours. They don't even know it. I can get with me in two more months. One of my brothers got upset, didn't care, got an attitude. I told him, you don't understand. Your faith ain't like mine. I said, so it don't matter what you say. I love you anyway.
Well, that's what you have to do, Aaron. And one thing I can attest to in regards to you, that when God speaks to your heart about somebody or something, you're bold enough to go to them and tell them. Now, they may not be receptive of it, but if God speaks it to you, I know you are one to go right and tell them what thus say the Lord. And every time, and many times it's not comfortable, and people don't want people don't want to hear anything bad. They always want to hear something good. They always want you to say something about houses and land and how God going to prosper them. But God may not be telling you that. They might need some healing. They may get sick and afflicted, and they don't see it 4, 5, 6 months from now. You don't need a house if you can't hear. You don't need a car if you can't see. Come on. Some things people just want you to just tickle their fancies about what they want. But, you know, folks don't want to hear nothing about what thus say the Lord. The Lord say don't do this and don't do that. They don't want to hear that. It's only what they only want to appease their flesh, and that's it.
Yes,
so God bless you, Aaron. Bless you, bless you, bless you. He's going to continue to do great things for you. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bring my cousin Aaron to you right now, God. Lord God, in every petition that he has set before you, God, I'm asking you to answer it. Hallelujah. Don't let it be no long time, but answer it in the set time, at the set time, the appointed time, because God already knows every plan that he had for you, Aaron. God knows where you're going. He knows where you've been. Hallelujah. And he knows where he's taking you to. Amen. So you continue to trust him. Continue to be a witness for the Lord. Continue, hallelujah, to be governed by God's word and not people's word. Be governed by God's word. And I declare and decree everything that God has said pertaining to you, that it will come to pass in the set season as God has so declared it to be. And we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I see Chaz on the line. I see, I think this is my sister. I don't know if she's able to talk. Danielle, God bless you.
God bless y'all. How y'all doing today?
Doing good.
I just want you to know that I was present and I thank you for your word today that God gave you and put it on your lips. And like I always say, no matter what anybody says about my sister, one thing I know is she don't do nothing else. She prays. She prays. So her prayer is real. When she says she prays, you know, some people say, oh, I'm going to pray for you. I tell people that, but I don't go pray for them. When my sister says I'm going to pray for you, she's going to pray for you. So I just want you to know I love you. I'm here to give you some support. And that's about it. And say hello to everybody.
Amen, amen. And I tell you, my sister be celebrating her 50th birthday. I don't know. I don't think she's shy about letting people know next week she'll be celebrating her 50th birthday. And I know she. Okay, that's Aaron. That's your cousin Aaron. You haven't met Aaron yet. You just talked to him on the phone, but you haven't personally met him yet. But
how you doing, cuz?
I'm fine, cousin. How you doing?
Real good, bless.
I'm good. God bless you.
Yep.
Yeah, I said, Danielle, I tell you, Aaron had prophesied, probably about 7 or 8 years ago that God was going to bring you home, and he always prayed for you, and he always talked about God bringing you home, and now she's almost been home a year, and next week she'll be celebrating her first birthday in 23 years, and she's free. Hallelujah. She
Thank
don't
you,
have
Jesus.
To worry about
God got a husband for her.
Together in the prison. They would do their little birthdays in the prison together. And I even remember one year she talked about she had some little skirts and different little outfits she had made in the prison. And she had made it for some of her friends there in the prison, and they were going to celebrate her birthday. But look at God. 23 years later, now God has you home where you can celebrate and do anything your heart desires on that special day. 50th birthday, my God. God is good.
Yep, God wants her to get out in time for her mama and all that, to see her mother and all that. But God got some work for her to do powerful. I ain't trying to prophesy. I can pick it up in her voice.
Go ahead,
God got now I got some work for her to do. You ain't got to worry about your husband because you're going to be married to an evangelist. I'm telling you right now. God got an evangelist husband for you. So y'all can, he's been through a lot like you've been through a lot. And y'all going to end up helping each other in the long run. Mm-hmm. That's what y'all going to have a lot of things in common, like a book. You got to still let God use you in your book. Whatever he wants you to do, you got to keep letting him do it. And that's it. All things ain't going to work out like you want it to work out. God wants you to do the things he wants you to do. He didn't get you out of here. He didn't get you out for nothing. So you got a price you got with him. So you got to do what he wants you to do. Because sometimes we'll get free and like, oh, I'm doing what I don't know. That don't last that long. God wants you to do what he wants you to do. There's too many people out here dying and hurting these young generation. They got already going messed up. God wants you to talk to these people because they don't want to go where you came from. So God wants you to bring the New Orleans needed bad. So in a lot of my career, respect you. So God want to use you in that area like that. And then with Lois Will, with Adrian, get that church again, y'all. You be working with her, powerful. And this, it ain't being powerful. Just for the, it's for the God want to bring y'all together like you do now, more stronger for your calling. You have Adrian got a calling, you got a calling. So you can't run from your calling. You can do whatever you want to do. You can't run from that. Because God got it in you. It's in you. It's in your library, in your heart. Faith that I wrote is dead.
Okay. Okay, I receive that.
Yeah.
That's
what it's about.
Amen. I'm going to go to Prophet Chaz, and we're going to close on out. And we'll have two speakers, one on tomorrow and one on Thursday. So I'll let you all know what speakers will be speaking for tomorrow and also on Thursday. Amen. We're trying to restructure some things. So I have Prophet Chaz.
I forgot to tell you that Pastor wants you
And then we're going to close on.
Amen, amen. We thank God Almighty for that wonderful word. Amen. I believe the topic was we have a choice.
The choice is yours.
The choice is yours. And when I was in the front room, I thought about it. I said, we have a choice to choose our friends because some of our friends are not holy. Some of our friends do what they won't do, and then we turn around and we end up in the same situation they are. Mm-hmm. So we thank God Almighty for that. Amen. We thank God for my Auntie Danielle and my cousin Aaron. Amen. God bless you. I guess we're going to go ahead on and pray on out, and then we're going to dismiss ourselves. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you now for your grace and your mercy.
Mm.
God, we thank you for that word that went forward. God, we thank you for Blog Talk Radio. God, we thank you for New Destiny Ministry. God, I pray that you will continue to build your kingdom. For you said in your word, you said, I will not dwell in the unclean temple. And we thank you for that. God, we claim in the victory. For we serve the devil, I know the same devil, you are a liar. And we have the victory. We are winning because we are God's children. And we love you because of who you are. For you said in your word, you said in your word that I knew you before you came out of your mother's womb. And we thank you. And God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. God, we thank you for heaven and earth. We thank you for your people. We thank you for the sons and daughters of the promised land. We thank you because, see, that's when the devil begin to get mad. And we thank you because we already claimed the victory. And God, we thank you that you created in heaven and earth. For you said in your word, you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto thee. Now, God, as we leave this broadcast, God, I pray that you will continue to bless it, continue to look upon it, shine your glory upon you, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray and I say amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Give my love to everybody, Eric. God bless you, Annie.
Bishop Maxwell wants you to call. Bishop Maxwell wants you to call him. He's been on me about you.
I'll call you.
He wants you to get in
touch
with
him. God bless you. All right.
Not
now with Bishop Samuel Blake. God bless you. It's a beautiful song here.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, he wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let him hear
from you.
Oh, let him hear from you. He desires your praise. Show your hands to him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but you're waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, he still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you. Lift your hands in praise. Tap the rays in your praise.
God bless you all. God bless you all.